becoming a rabbi. Right, okay, so I guess already we're giving you something of my personal journey. Becoming a rabbi, originally there's a term semicha, which now means a rabbinic ordination. The term actually means to lay one's hand or hands on something. The tradition was that when Moses, in fact the Torah tells us, it's written that so, that when Moses transferred power to Joshua, so God says, place your hand on his head and transfer leadership to him. Moses went beyond that and took both his hands and put them both on Joshua's head. So that idea of transfer of leadership through the laying of the hands may have parallels in other cultures, I don't know, but certainly in Judaism, it's right there from the beginning, from the entry into the land of Israel. And the tradition was that from that time until the rabbinic era, every single rabbi that was ordained in that way, that the previous generation, someone from who had previously been ordained themselves by the laying on of the hands of someone all the way back to Joshua, would then transfer that rabbinic power. It wasn't even called rabbis at the time, I don't think, but would do it to the next person until this person has got an unbroken chain of tradition all the way back to Moses. Nowadays we don't quite have that, and then certainly since the rabbinic era, that's not been the case. It's been about either other people recognizing your rabbinic qualities or studying some sort of syllabus of Jewish law that gives you the right to call yourself rabbi. Now, anyone can theoretically call themselves rabbi without any restriction. It's not a term that's protected. But for most of us, it means studying different parts of the code of Jewish law. Not all of it, but studying parts of it in depth and having a working knowledge of Judaism in a general sense, which most of us will do because we're practicing it. So even if we're not consciously aware of how much we know, the fact that we live it, day to day and week by week, means that we just have an innate knowledge that's not acknowledged in any particular way, but is there in the background. So then we study particular texts and become ordained in that sense. So that's what I did. I started in sale as my first position in January 2004, and I wasn't ordained. They'd come after me during the story I tell, which is actually, I think it's true as far as I know. I mean, I've told it too many times to be sure if it's true, but it's certainly the standard true at the time. In July 2003, I got a phone call from someone who said to me, would you like to become the rabbi of Sale? And I said no. I was sort of between things. I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but I didn't want to be a rabbi. I got a phone call a month later. We really think you should apply for this job in Sale. I said thanks, but no. They called again later in the month, and Miriam picked up the phone. My wife picked up the phone, not me, and she said yes. And that's how we ended up where we are. So I started without being a rabbi. I was sort of called a reverend, which wasn't very, it's not a very Jewish term, apart from everything else. But it is used for people that become leaders of communities without having the title rabbi. I picked up the books that I had started studying years before, and sort of let it lapse. So I picked them up and I finished it off, and by 2008 I was an ordained rabbi. The more important part, I think, is apart from learning those four areas of Jewish law, the more important part is just a common sense approach to Judaism, having lived this. And people ask me, how long does it take? The answer is it took me 30 years. Because I started from the moment I was born, I was being inculcated and indoctrinated, in a sense, with Judaism. And that all goes towards being a rabbi. You don't have to be a rabbi to be a good Jew. I won't even say it helps. But it's just all that knowledge, it's all that experience that you have that really makes you a rabbi. The actual official stuff that you learn to be a rabbi is really not the main part, and people that become religious later in life can become rabbis, but they've got an awful lot of learning to do before they would even think about approaching that syllabus. It's just that you need to know your daily life. You need to be comfortable in your own skin, in your own Jewish practice, before you even think about starting that. So I don't want to dissuade anyone, but that's just the way it is.